right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Yo.
How's it going?
Sorry, stepped on.
It's mildly warm.
It is.
Hello, I'm Big Kev.
Do we have to do it like right at this point?
I don't know. That's what the guy said.
No, you got to draw them in first. It's like when you watch a show and you see the teaser, they call it first, and then the title sequence.
Yeah, we can have a little bit of
teaser first.
We can have witty back and forth.
When we asked.
I'm the guy with the beer.
When we asked.
No one can see this.
When we
that's why I'm telling them.
This isn't the video version yet.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
When we asked for feedback, you know, I suspected that if we got some, that we would follow it.
No. You got to get used to the voices first. Otherwise, you don't even know.
You're
who's
not getting used to my
person.
Voice today because it's in the dirt.
I'm not saying that we can't at some point say what our names are. Really, the solution is it should just be in the intro, and then we don't have to remember it each week.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. So when we get that new intro done, then we won't have to do this.
There you go. Hey, intro guy.
Episode 400.
Yes. We'll
record it in front of an Android audience instead of we'll do a live audience.
I was about to
we'll
say
we'll call it almost listening.
There you go.
I was about to say episode 400 is when the new website comes.
Oh,
hurtful.
That's right. That person who's making the website doesn't listen to the show. Otherwise, I would shove that in their face.
Episode 500 will be the return of Little Fifi's Who Stuff and Big Kev Eat
Stuff.
Wow.
Episode 500, Big Kev Eat
Stuff.
That's
so hurtful. Both of those things are coming.
Wow.
It happened since episode 200, or earlier for critical toys. I almost said,
"Wow!"
There's a throwback for you.
That's when we needed two separate identities to get into Toy Fair. And speaking of Toy Fair, you have stumbled upon Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's right.
Review of the 2014 International Toy Fair.
That's right.
Which one of us attended.
That is correct.
Statistically speaking,
one of the three of us attended Toy Fair, yes. Albeit cloak and dagger-ish, but it was done. So
that's right.
We'll get to talk about that. And that's why we're calling the episode Zero POA.
That's right.
So what's POA? Scapegoat?
That is...
piece of ass.
That's right. Zero pieces of ass is how many I got at Toy Fair. So
that sounds
it.
About right. I believe it is points of articulation.
Points of articulation. Very good.
By
scapegoat
the way.
Can be taught. So We're going to make Scapegoat a toy fan yet.
Okay.
A big toy
fan. I wouldn't say that he's not a toy fan.
Right.
You see the way his eyes lit up, though, when he saw the Four Horsemen figure that we got? And he was like, wow, wait.
Yeah, I hear you.
Wait for it.
Before we get into Toy Fair, though, there's like at least one or two other things that we should probably discuss.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Let's start with the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
How many beers are you in?
No. I was going to say...
The Galaxy Guardians.
Well, I was going to say... teaser, right?
But it wasn't. But
the 15-second teaser, which was released the day before the 2.5-minute trailer was released.
No, teaser was in the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, there was a new 15-second teaser that came out on...
Yeah, I thought it was just...
On Monday.
Wasn't it pretty much just the three stills, though? Were like the only parts
There was a little bit of... it's a little more than just stills. More than just stills.
So we're talking about trailers right now?
We're talking about the trailer.
Let's all go to the lobby.
We're not singing the trailer song.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
So the most important thing I want to say about this, other than the fact that I like it, is some of the commentary that I've seen about the trailer is really funny. Right. Especially the stuff that's directed at DC and Warner Brothers. A couple of the things that I've seen are... Warner Brothers claims that it would be too hard to produce a Wonder Woman movie, or that the character might be too confusing for audiences. And Marvel and Disney was like, here's a talking tree and a raccoon with a machine gun.
That's a valid point.
But you have to understand, I've talked about this movie with people. No one knows outside of this circle what the fuck this is.
Right. Yeah.
I almost want to say that this movie could be coming out too early.
No,
if that makes sense.
No, I disagree.
And here's why I say this. This is released after. When is this coming out?
This is August. This is this year. This is before Avengers 2.
Captain America, right?
It is after Captain America.
Okay, so this is what I'm worried about personally is there have been a lot of awesome comic book movies.
Yes,
there are problems with them in general, but like if we're comparing the past, this is a boom of awesome comic bookness, right?
Yes.
There will be a bad movie that they will make from some comic book that no one gives a shit about that
Superman.
Will flop.
Right.
That will flop hard.
Man of Steel.
Right.
That will flop hard. That didn't flop as hard as everyone thinks it did. That will possibly destroy the little boom that we're going with, right?
But
now I agree. I want to see this. It looks funny. You got some good acting. I bet you the people who go to see it will be like, actually, that was enjoyable. I kind of liked it. Similar to the Thor of this phase, if you will.
Okay.
However, I've talked to a lot of people, and a lot of people are like, what the fuck is this? This looks like when you when your grandmother tries to explain what a video game is. There's a guy who's a furry talking creature, and there's a green girl and a gun on a spaceship. Like that is what it is.
Right.
So you're alienating your non-comic book audience with this movie.
Let's talk about all of those points very quickly.
Okay.
Let's talk about the trailer. I think they did an amazing job with the trailer simply because they did not make it the Avengers.
Yes.
They did not take it seriously. They did not. We may have seen every bit of comic relief that's in this movie. We may have just seen it in the trailer, but it was the perfect way to go.
There's no way we saw it all in the trailer.
No.
Because Rocket Raccoon didn't talk.
I know. I said maybe most of, right? The other part is
like the Adult Swim Avengers.
Yeah.
It is like the B team. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. In the Marvel movie universe, this is definitely the B team.
Absolutely.
Right. Couple of issues that I have were, is this concurrent? Is this concurrent time-wise with the Avengers movie?
It has to be because the collector's in it.
Exactly. Right. So where does Star-Lord come from?
We'll find out.
That's my problem. My problem is he's wearing a Walkman and he's listening to an Earth song. And, you know, like there are a few things that...
I think they'll explain it.
Well,
I think they will. I'm just saying that for the moment... That could be something that's a little confusing to people.
It may not be concurrent, is one point, right? It could potentially take place somewhere outside of the realm of those movies.
But then why would the collector be a teacher?
I agree with
the collector is also in it. It's not like the collector was born at the end of Thor 2 and so now he has to be alive.
But I think that
the collector's been around for years and years and years.
No, but this is definitely tied into Avengers 2.
I also just think it's the goofiness of Peter Quill. I think it's, yeah. And I also think it's, how long has he been in space for? And
I think we'll get all the answers.
Right.
I don't think we won't get the answers. I think we'll get the answers. But what I'm saying is that.
And is it definitely a Walkman that he has?
It's some kind of.
It could be an iPod.
It's headset. It's definitely.
No, it looks 80s.
It does look it? 80s.
Okay. Yeah.
Which could answer the question of where he comes from.
Right.
Really.
Right.
But I agree with Scapegoat. Those little kind of things are the kind of things that I think make Scapegoat's point. Like, how does this. Well, what?
And I think honestly, that's what makes this an interesting property for them and an interesting idea to do now, because they're going to, I think this is how they take a less mainstream group and make them more mainstream. They're going to tie them into the rest of all the Avengers.
I think what sells this movie though.
What?
Is
sells this movie.
What
I'm
sells
translating
this movie?
From drunken ease.
Okay, okay.
I haven't even had half a beer.
which is why we're concerned. Like, wait.
I think what sells this movie is everything that's come before it.
Exactly. That's my point.
They couldn't have opened with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, but that years proves ago. My point. This can't be unrelated from any of those movies either.
No, it's certainly tied into those movies as far as it. Thanos's daughter is in the film. I mean,
yeah.
And somehow this is going to tie into the greater picture of Thanos' storyline. Looks great.
Oh my God, they've ruined her.
No, come on. She looks fine.
She looks much finer as Amy Pond.
Well, yes, she's bald and blue now. It's clearly something different.
If that's what you're into.
But
she still had the red hair, I'd be all right.
We did mention earlier, we don't hear Rocket Raccoon say anything.
Or Groot. Yeah, I don't think that voice acting is done.
No, I don't agree. I think they're saving it because I think that's one of the things that everybody wants to know is what is he going to sound like? Now, tying this into Toy Fair, there were a lot of Rocket Raccoon products. However, none of them are voiced by Bradley Cooper. No, there were some voices.
Oh, they're just.
They had one that really talked that I'm really seriously considering getting, even though I think it's a piece of shit.
Right.
But it was not voiced
by Bradley Cooper.
So.
Was it comic book version Rocket Raccoon versus movie version?
Movie merchandise. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So
maybe it's not yet done voice work.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be scratch
that could be,
tracks.
But I would think that if the voice work is not done at this point, that's a problem. I mean, the movie comes out in
No.
It's
not mixed down. When they made the trailer, they didn't make the trailer 5 days ago, though. You know what I mean? If the movie's not 100% done, or like they're just making sure the lips match up.
I just think that it's more about them
saving it.
One of the things that everybody is talking about is what is he going to sound like?
Fair enough.
I'm glad that Groot didn't talk. Because I want that saved.
Yeah, exactly.
I
it's the same thing with Rocket Raccoon.
Because you want to know, is he just going to say, I am Groot for 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Or is he going to
Wait, isn't Game of Thrones coming next month?
Yeah. I think Groot did it first.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Yeah, remind me.
I think Groot did it first.
Yeah.
But I
also want to say, I think they look awesome.
They do.
Like,
they do.
All of the special effects, all the stuff. Yep. So just so you know, whoever the fuck did Amazing Spider-Man 2, go hire that special effects team instead.
Sony versus Disney.
it's kind of an easy go there.
John C. Reilly, I think, was fine. Although, nothing else with the Nova Corps in the trailer. John C. Reilly, and the other dude.
But it makes total sense now why they hired John C. Reilly.
Because of the snark.
You mean because of seeing that thematic.
Because of the fact that this is not a serious movie.
Absolutely not.
Will it have serious moments and some drama? Absolutely. Is it the Avengers? Hell no, it's not the Avengers.
No.
I think it's the Adult Swim version. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Adult Swim version of the Avengers.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Like, even him just standing there with a dumb, giving him the middle finger thing. You know what I mean? Like, you got...
Yeah, it's silly.
He's playing...
I didn't know what this machine did. Yeah. That was hysterical. I love the trailer.
He's essentially playing, like, a smarter version... This is going to be dumb, and I apologize. A smarter version of his Parks and Rec character. Like, he's playing Burt Macklin. Is that his name? Does anyone watch that show?
No one
watches.
He plays the FBI agent.
No, it's Andy on Parks and Rec.
Right, but he plays an FBI agent. Like, he has a joke FBI
persona.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's like. That's what it looks like. He's just goofing around. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the trailer was great.
Yeah,
I thought the trailer was great.
It definitely looks fun.
The only other thing I wanted to mention before we get into Toy Fair related things, the final season of Clone Wars
is coming to Netflix.
Which is big news.
Yeah.
Netflix also going to be getting all of the seasons of the show and running all of the seasons.
That's great, because I got to catch up.
And then they will have the full final season, which I think is 13 episodes.
Oh, Netflix is coming on, son.
Yeah, I know.
When, I don't know.
When
is I know this? You're not watching.
Do we have an air date?
March something. 9th, something like that.
I will find out while you chat.
March something.
Yeah.
House of Cards.
Absolutely.
Tremendous show.
Very good.
I blew through the whole first season. I'm working on the second one now. Mm-hmm. I'm also watching Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday, March 7th. So it's soon. It's like 2 weeks away.
March 7th. Awesome. So that would be episode 2 of Hannibal.
Yes.
At once per episode. It's
once
happening.
Once per episode.
Going in there.
What episode of the following would that be that week?
Who gives a shit? Because that's Hannibal right. is following it into its grave.
There
it's
you go.
Fucking stab
wow.
show in the
that
back.
That was really ham-handed.
That was a stretch. That was that. Ham-handed was a good choice of words. Get it? Because it's
yes. I oh, no. I yeah. I right. have purpose.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. So. What else was in the news? Anything? Because
no,
I have a
was...
few things to bring up.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, some things that I've learned that I want to discuss. That are kind of related to Toy Fair, but what we learned about them before Toy Fair. And I'd like to talk about Rebels.
Yeah, a couple of new characters I saw this week.
Yeah. So Rebels. Zed. Yeah. Rebels is turning into, wait for it,
Ben 10?
Firefly.
Yeah, a little bit.
It is.
A little bit. What's his name is kind of Mal.
It is absolutely, yeah. It is nearly 100% Firefly because. If you do the archetype characters, you almost have them all. They have their own ship.
Right.
They have another ship that kind of docks with that ship. You know, there's a lot of similarities. However, whoever has got the big book of Bible names that's picking out names for these characters, Kanan, Ezra, I mean, yeah. No doubt there's going to be like a Jesus character that's coming soon.
But Star Wars has always Star Wars has always had some sort of underlying religious
Ezekiel
theme to it. Maybe not in the naming, but.
No, I mean, there's so many references and so many things that we could point out to.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
the virgin birth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was going to say Darth Jesus. Yeah, yeah. I get you. Rose from the dead. Yeah, I get it. But
Jesus.
I mean, this is really like.
No, I know.
The more they reveal, the more I'm like, wow, there are some big fans of Firefly yeah. working on Rebels.
That's all right.
That's exactly what this looks like to me.
It looks great though. The more I see about it, the new alien, the muscle character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
Jane Cobb?
Yeah. Is that Zed? Is that,
I don't know
that
if that's Zed.
I forget
but
his name,
based,
but he looks great.
Yeah. But he's based on
McQuarrie's original
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Right.
Correct.
So they've created a race based on that. And he is like the Jane Cobb apparently of that ship.
And
so.
The girl is she the Kaylee?
I think she is. I think she is. So, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what you're. I like it.
I'm down.
I'm really, really impressed by what I've seen thus far.
Sure.
I'm a little iffy on toys and things, but we'll get into that more.
We can move into, unless you have something else you want
to
get into. We might
I'm
as well start talking about
wasn't
Star
there
Trek.
Wasn't there some other big bit of something that happened?
I don't know. I kind of feel like it was kind of light this week. I didn't see a lot going on. Maybe I missed something. I don't think that I did.
Maybe.
Well, let's move into some Toy Fair stuff then.
Okay.
I wasn't there, and I know there's a lot of exciting stuff.
Oh.
That was shown.
Was I absent?
But Kid Robot had some great stuff that was announced. They've got a TMNT license coming out, and the pictures of the figures that I've seen look pretty cool. But more importantly than that,
TMNT.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But more importantly than that, at least for me personally, and for you to a certain degree, they have a DC license as well.
Oh yeah,
and there are at least two Green Arrow SKUs.
I did not see.
So,
I did
well
not
then.
See,
so for me, thumbs up.
I didn't see Kid Robot at Toy Fair.
I don't know if they maybe they must have had a setup because I've seen pictures.
I mean, maybe they
there.
Maybe I just missed it. I have to be honest with you. I was on. I was at Toy Fair.
Yes.
I was a bit low key.
Yes, I understand.
I was not making fusses or waves. I was just kind of looking where I could look and, you know, wanted to bring the information back that I could.
Right.
Of course, you can check out any number of other sites to get more detailed information about any of the stuff that we're going to talk
about. Yeah, some of our good friends at some of our other sites. Sure. Some of the guys over at Jedi Temple Archives.
Oh, yeah.
Matt over at Awesome Toy Blog are going to be posting to some of their galleries.
Matt a few times. Yes. So, I mean, there's definitely a number of our affiliates, if you will, or friends that you could definitely check out for really specific information. Sure. JTA is a great one for Star Wars because there's a lot of stuff that they're revealing over there.
Did you go to, did you make it over to the Kodo Bukiya booth?
I did.
I know that it was not on display, but I also understand that Kodo is going to have a Green Arrow piece. So
yes,
you can see why
you are very
not on display. Actually,
did you just like pull up database of SKUs and then just control?
I was actually hoping to surprise you.
Green. We have a listener of the show, another gentleman by the name of Matt, actually, who is as big a Green Arrow fan as I am, and he just likes to make me cry during the day by sending me new information on new Green Arrow releases.
Oh, really?
So that he's like, look what's coming also. And then I cry a little bit because it's something else I have to add to my list of shit I want.
Yes, that's true. I was actually hoping to surprise you with that information. So much for that.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes. No. Are you caught up on Arrow, by the way?
I am caught up on Arrow.
Yeah.
I am. Awesome.
That was nice.
And it got renewed for season 3, by the way.
I'm happy to hear that.
Speaking of Kodo.
Yes.
We are have a giveaway from Kodo next week.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very exciting.
From Toy Fair. So that was one thing. I want to, we could probably take a break, right?
And then go to Toy Fair. I want to throw one more company out there.
Okay.
Because I know you probably have a little bit to say, and it's still kind of early. And I saw some pictures of stuff online. 3A.
Okay.
Holy shit.
So actually, I was going to bring this up now, but I was like, well, maybe we should close the break.
The Iron Man figure I've been seeing pictures of for a while now.
Four of them.
Yeah. All of them are amazing.
Pretty amazing.
The Doctor Doom figure...
It's not finished.
I'm a little...
I think it's too early.
Okay. But just the other 3A stuff, the scale, the figures that they have and stuff like that, 3A clearly had a huge presence this year.
And they had even more of a presence when recluse Ashley Wood showed up.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him for about half an hour or so. He signed one of their catalogs for me. What is that sound?
What do you mean?
What is that, a hand crank machine you have
there? It is. It is. I borrowed it from the studio.
You need a fan fixed on that, son. That thing is loud. Ashley Wood, so he autographed for me one of the catalogs because it was at hand, and I was like, who signed this? Because whoever sees Ashley Wood, like,
I know,
it's pretty rare.
He doesn't pop up.
I got into a great conversation with him. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him on the show. He did express interest in talking about the toys on the show.
That would be awesome.
So that would be awesome. And then he gave me a toy.
Nice!
He gave me something called a Tomorrow King.
Okay, I don't know that I'm familiar with
Tomorrow
that.
Tomorrow King.
Is it a bot?
No, it's like a dude with some swords.
Oh, I do know the piece you're talking about. Very cool piece.
But there was like, I guess, is there like a spinoff now, like 3GA, like 3A Go?
Yes.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
So I guess this might be their initial. So it's actually like an 8-inch version of something that's already been released in like 12-inch.
Did I see they're releasing a sandwich?
They are. Yeah, I did see that.
With a bite taken out of it?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what was going on there. I didn't ask. I expressed interest in the stuff that I could talk about. I had a big conversation.
I saw the dog, Custard, the dog, right?
Yeah.
I saw the girl. But I saw the sandwich, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
I know. Not since Jack Specific put out a slab of meat.
I know.
Have I been intrigued by...
Well, I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. I tried to focus on the stuff that I knew. I don't know a lot about 3.
Sure.
I know that they're awesome.
Sure.
Exactly the bit behind all of them, I don't really know a lot of that information. So I was doing my best to talk about the industry, what Ashley's doing that's different than other industries, and hopefully we'll get him on the show to talk about that. And that sort of thing. And I guess I kind of hit it off with Ashley Wood because I was kind of like... I guess I was saying the right things and so on and so forth because, you know, he gave me a toy, he signed a thing for me, and, you know, he said, yeah, just, you know, let me know and we'll try to set it up. So I was very excited about all that information.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly.
And, but they did have a lot of stuff there. But again, because I don't follow it that much. I wasn't sure exactly what I was looking at, new versus old, because whenever you see a group of 3A stuff together,
it's hard.
It's mostly stuff I think that's come out already. But this is Toy Fair, so you know some of that stuff had to be new.
Right.
So I don't know exactly where I landed where was there. What? But right, Benny from Tenacious Toys.
Yep, I know Benny was floating around.
Was there. So he was telling me some stuff. Smack and I were texting back and forth later in the day, and he was telling me some stuff. So I feel like it went very well. But am I right? Is this the first time they've been at Toy Fair?
I don't remember.
I don't. Unless they were there last year, which we wouldn't know about.
Yeah, I want to say that I remember seeing their stuff years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago.
I just don't remember.
And then not seeing it anymore. But then again, I could have seen their stuff at another booth.
Exactly.
It could have been at like the Toy Tokyo booth.
Or a distributor.
Or so I don't know if 3A has had a booth in the past. I don't recall. I know Segment 2 is probably going to have some bigger things. So are there any other smaller companies you want to hit on?
No, I can even it out.
You sure? Because I know you're going to spend some time on Hasbro. I know you're going to spend some time on Lego.
It's not going to be as much time as you think.
Okay. I just
Lego, awesome. But Hasbro...
Mattel, Mezco, NECA.
Not going to be as much time as you think.
Okay.
You wanted me to remind you of Game of Thrones.
Yes. Oh, Funko. Yes. We'll get to that.
No, we can talk. Let's talk about Funko. It's early still, believe me.
All right. I just don't want to run up against the clock. Fine.
What clock? We have no Funko. Clock anymore.
Funko. Funko.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Okay, so let's talk about why who Funko is, if you don't know.
Pop vinyl.
Yeah, probably 90% of the bobbleheads that you've seen out there are probably Funko.
Yeah.
They've done these pop vinyl figures. They're very stylized.
And we talk about them on the show all the time. Star Wars ones, DC ones. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of the blue,
figures.
Action figures. And not shit ones.
No.
Like, really, really good ones. I'm not talking about retro yet.
Okay.
I'm not talking about retro action. I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Those look awesome, those figures.
Listen to me very carefully. Those figures are perfect.
You know what those look like to me?
Hold on. Perfect.
You know what those look like to me? All seriousness. What? And this is, some of you might think this is a slam, but this is a very high compliment. Those figures, at least from what I've seen, look like to me the best of the best Toy Biz stuff. Like Heyday,
even better.
Lord of the Rings Toy Biz stuff.
Even better.
Okay.
They're way better. In fact, they may be in the 6-inch scale, the best action figures I've seen in 6-inch, like excluding stuff from like the Four Horsemen, because that stuff is always amazing. And we're going to talk about the Four Horsemen in segment 2. These may be the best like 6-inch figures from a licensed property, TV or movies that I've ever seen.
Yeah, they looked awesome.
No, they are amazing. And rumor on the street is, and I cannot confirm this, that they were done for Funko by Gentle Giant.
Yes.
Right.
I heard that. I've heard that from a lot of places.
Okay, so if that's the case, Gentle Giant has really hit on something. Oh, gee, they were perfect.
I don't doubt it.
I mean, I'm not even talking about, they were perfect.
I don't doubt it.
Every paint application, every accessory, every point of articulation, every... every face, every likeness was so spot on that I almost wanted them.
The only problem for me with them is that as amazing as they are, I'm not going to get them.
I'm not going to get them either. I'm getting Tyrion though.
I might get Tyrion.
If I have to not get all of them, which I'm not going to because I'm not that big a fan.
I'm past that point.
Exactly.
And my toy collecting.
Yes.
If this was 10 years ago.
All of them.
All of them.
Of course, you'd have problem getting them.
Of course.
Because they are exclusive for a month to Barnes & Noble. Here's how this story goes. They're exclusive for a month to Barnes & Noble. Barnes & Noble sold out their run in the first day.
Don't doubt it.
First day.
So where are they going after that?
Apparently, they're getting, they're doing another run.
Okay.
Of series one, because they did not expect them to sell that well.
Right, right.
And series two, they showed there.
Okay.
And were as good as series one, if not
better. They're amazing. Everything I saw was amazing.
They're unbelievably good.
Let's talk about retro.
Other side.
Retro.
Retro action. 5 points of articulation.
Right.
some of the worst sculpts you've ever seen on figures that you have to own.
Okay, so these are for those of you who haven't been following this trend, this started, right, by Funko getting Kenner molds.
It was not Funko.
Who was it? It was Entertainment Earth
or Biff Bang Pow? No. It was
the alien figures.
It wasn't Funko. Funko got them from this company. Was it Super 8 or
Oh, it was Super 8.
Who did the giant stormtrooper?
Yes, it was Super 8.
Yeah. Got the license to release the prototype figures for the original alien movie. Film. That Kenner produced in 1979 or 1980.
But never
released because they were like, well, no kids have seen this movie. It's rated R.
So then Funko somehow, whatever, got the license, right? But now Funko is taking every license that they've ever had and more and doing them in this style on cards that say Kenner, by the way.
They don't say Kenner. They say Reaction.
They don't say Kenner in the bottom corner?
I don't believe so.
I thought I saw the Firefly one said Kenner in the bottom corner.
I don't. Hold on. I have a picture. But go on.
So some of the ones I've seen so far, obviously Firefly, although some omissions from... No,
what? That's the bit. We don't get rid of the bits. All right,
fine.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Thank you. Just because we get to this loosey-goosey format doesn't mean the bits go away.
Some omissions, though, from that release. But it's...
What were the omissions?
Well, it's Mal, Jane, Wash.
Wash.
Mal, Jane, Wash.
Kaylee.
Kaylee and Zoe.
Yes.
No Book. No Book. Inara. No River. How do you not do River? And no Simon. I understand Simon. I almost understand Inara.
So it's the on the card, it's the word reaction, but it's in the Kenner font.
A font, right.
Yeah.
But how do you not do River? River's like the most action-oriented character on the show.
Well, maybe that's exactly the reason not to do her in a 5 points of articulation figure. I think it's wave one.
Yeah. Also, Back to the Future. I saw there's a Marty McFly.
Yes.
Who else? What were some of the other ones?
Marty McFly. Doc Brown.
Oh, is there a Doc Brown too? I did not see the Doc Brown pictures.
Let's see. It's Marty McFly. Biff Tannen.
No, really?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
George McFly.
Damn. I almost want those.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
I am begrudgingly buying the Firefly ones.
The George McFly, by the way.
Take my love, take my land, take me where
what?
I
Scapegoat pointed it out that time.
Producing and everything.
I know, right?
It's still a bit.
Fine.
The George McFly one,
by
the way.
You cut off early that second time.
The George McFly one is horrendous.
I don't doubt it.
I think all of them are kind of horrendous. Yeah, they're not really.
You're not buying these because these are good figures. You're buying them some sort of gitch.
Do you remember in the late
80s? Nostalgia, I believe, is the word you're looking for.
I'm wondering. Yeah,
but it's not even nostalgia because some of the properties are newer.
It's Back to the Future? Well, no, not Back to the Future.
No, but... But the ones Buffy. Based on, the ones based on, and there's a Serenity.
Good catch. It's still nostalgia.
They're not based on Serenity, sir.
They're based on the characters that appeared in Serenity.
But it
says right on the card.
It's recent nostalgia.
Yes. I don't know.
I remember that.
It's
like the Veronica Mars movie is recent nostalgia.
It's figures that you would want to have owned when the movie came out, and you wouldn't have cared that they only had 5 points of articulation because every action figure only had 5 points of articulation.
These are so retro, they're made from the same. They may have just found a box of them and re-released them with new cards.
That's what started this.
It's old G.I. Joe bodies.
There's also the Rocketeer.
Yes, the Rocketeer.
Which looks decent.
I don't know. It's a Rocketeer figure, so...
Again, who's not... Rocketeer fan isn't buying it? I have a fucking Bendy Rocketeer figure.
I know.
I have a fucking Candy Dispenser yeah. Rocketeer.
I have those crappy Serenity ones from QMX, so
that's right.
So, and those were far more expensive than $9.99 or whatever the hell these things are selling.
I think
for.
They're $9.99.
Yeah, I pre-ordered all the all those
the,
ones.
The which ones?
Yeah. The ones from that show. Directed by Joss Whedon. So yes.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yep. That was the
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Not directed by Joss Whedon.
Mine was funnier because there actually are Buffy figures. Yeah.
Now we should take a break.
Oh, now we should. We're in the middle of Funko.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were done with Funko.
No.
What more do you want to say about Funko?
Did we say all the licenses?
We said a lot of
did
the
Did we
licenses?
Say Escape from New York?
We did not say Escape from
there
New York.
There are two Snake Plissken figures.
Is that all it is two Snake?
That's it. It's Codon and Codoff Snake Plissken. It's like, why would you do...
What's the coat look like?
Well, you know, they're doing
it's
remake. The,
it's
is it like Obi-Wan? New York. Is it like Obi-Wan and Vader's cape? Like, is that that? Is it... But what I
no,
what
no,
I mean
no,
is
no 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 it's molded.
Okay.
And it's the brown leather coat right. he wears in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Right.
And that's it. It's not his Escape from LA, the long
it's
duster
not the trench
jacket.
Coat.
No,
yeah.
no, no, no.
Okay.
No, cuz he didn't have that in New York.
Or, yeah, right.
But what I'm surprised is that they only decide I guess they're going to see how they do and then maybe they'll release like the Duke of New York.
Yeah. Or, I want to know what other licenses they're going to scoop up, you know.
Well, think of all the licenses they have. They have a ton.
Well, yeah, but at some point they might crisscross with somebody else that has a license for something.
That's what I mean. I mean, of the ones that they can get a hold of.
Right.
The Aliens ones, by the way, I think are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I would have definitely have bought those in the 80s if I was around them.
They skirted the fact that NECA has a license for the much more detailed figures.
Yes.
So,
but we'll get to NECA.
Right. Okay. Well, let's take our first break then, unless you have something else to say.
No, I don't.
All right. We're going to take our first break, and we will be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 318, Zero POA.
Hi, this is Carrie Byron from MythBusters, and you're listening to Game Stuff with Coke Logic.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Fable Anniversary has been released for Xbox Live. It's an HD remake of Fable from the original Xbox. In its time and place, Fable was a very nice game, and now you can own Fable on Xbox 360 alongside Fable 2 and Fable 3. So everything's in its right place for your OCD. The only problem is, they're charging $40 for Fable Anniversary. $40! Well, I guess if they put a lot of work into remaking the game to make it look nice and on par with Fable 3 graphics, great. No one asked them to do that. Try charging $15. It's an old game. It's not even the best in the series. It doesn't even have a dog like Fable 2. Maybe Fable Anniversary is a nice game, although the reviews say that it has all the same problems as the original, perhaps you should wait for a sale. Assassin's Creed 4 Freedom Cry is the DLC story for Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag, which you needed the retail disc for Black Flag to play the DLC. Well, come February 18th, Freedom Cry will be released on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4 for $15, and you will not need Ask Creed 4 to play it. It will be a standalone game for purchase. It's something Rockstar Games has done, and a trend I hope to see a lot more of. Assassin's Creed 4 Freedom Cry will also be released on PC February 25th for the same price of $15. Tomb Raider, the definitive edition, came out for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And the PlayStation 4 version is the better version. Come at me, fanboys. Strider, the third game in what I guess is a series, is coming for the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and PC on February 18th for $15. From the videos I've seen, the new Strider didn't excite me and the character movement looked kinda hanky, but then I heard Metroidvania-style gameplay. Now you have my attention. The Wolf Among Us Episode 2 has just been released. Go play it! And if you haven't played Episode 1, play that, and then play Episode 2, because it's really good. BioShock Infinite Burial at Sea DLC Part 2 will be released on March 25th for the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC. Here's hoping it's not as awful as Part 1. Did I mention Part 1 was terrible? And finally, I'm playing the alpha version of a PC game called Rust. I'm digging the shit out of it, and I highly recommend that you fire up Twitch TV to watch a stream of what it's all about. Basically, you get to build forts and murder people. It's a lot of fun. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 318, zero POA. Of course, during that lovely break we just had, there was a new Game Stuff by Coke Logic. So
yes,
thank you, Mister, for that.
And it was about something very interesting.
It's his pieces are very well put together.
Do you want to hear something interesting?
What?
Smack Urban Vinyl.
Is that the new name of the shop? Is it Smack Urban Vinyl? I don't know that you want to smack anybody, though. That might be assault.
Smack Urban Vinyl.
Of course, Suburban Vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
In lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
Well, mildly warm.
If you're going to use the
mildly warm Waldwick, New Jersey.
If you're going to use the old name, yeah, sure.
Hopefully, seeing some thaw after the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly are now. It's probably a lot easier to get into Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey. So you can go over, check out the shop.
That's right.
They have tons and tons of things for you to check out. Toy-wise, vinyl toys, art toys, t-shirts.
All of those awesome pieces from the Heartstring Show still on display, as I understand it.
So the ones that haven't been purchased, right?
Yes.
Oh, no. All of them are still on display.
They should still be on display because it wasn't a cash and carry show. But some of them are still
available for purchase.
That's correct. So yeah, check out check them out online, of course, as well, suburbanvinyl.com. Uh-huh. There is, of course, if you make a purchase, a coupon code.
A coupon code?
There is.
Oh my stars.
And it is.
Big Kev.
And that gets you
10% off.
That's right.
Off what?
Your order?
Off your entire order. Sir.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Read the copy.
Obviously.
Copy. We are not that advanced.
What kind of show is this?
Next week, I'm going to just write something on the wall.
Suburban Vinyl.
With a Sharpie.
Yeah. 10% off your entire order.
And washable crayon right over here.
There you go.
Yes, please check out suburbanvinyl.com. Of course, helping out the sponsor helps out the show, helps out the sponsor.
And if you go into the store, if you go into the store, and you mention that you heard about the shop on Big Kev's Geek Stuff,
that's right,
you're going to get a free lollipop.
You may get a free lollipop.
You're going to get a free lollipop.
Listen, I am not.
I committed him to doing it.
I am not up to date.
Were you there?
With the inventory
were you there?
Of said lollipops?
I was told.
I don't want to guarantee anything.
I was told there would be lollipops.
All right.
And if you don't get any, you can contact Big Kev.
That's right.
At geekstuffog @gmail.com. Make sure you open your email with, hey, Kev.
Easiest way to get your email deleted.
Listen to me. For $8,
yes,
you could buy a 200 pack of those terrible Dum Dum lollipops.
Hey, I like the root beer ones.
I hate those things.
Do you really?
I love the root beer ones.
I like the butterscotch as well. Tootsie ones.
Okay.
And I like, you know, those really big lollipops you can only get like.
Yes. Yeah. Like specialty candy shops.
Oh, I hate those.
No, the ball ones.
Yeah. No,
with the really good flavors.
No, I don't like those.
Yeah.
If there were Tootsie Pops, that would be awesome. But I think it's going to be them cheap ass Dum Dums.
There's nothing wrong with a good Dum Dum.
It's still
dumb
a lollipop. And if you mention you heard about the shop Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you're going to get a lollipop.
That's right.
Be it cheap ass or fancy.
That's right. Maybe you get a blow pop. You never know.
Whoa, easy. Could easy. Get
a gum in the middle?
easy. Kind of store you think they're running there?
I don't know, blow the budget or blow anything else.
Whoa
there.
Easy. Sponsor.
You're being a sucker.
Before we move on with the show, I do want to quickly mention.
That was for a British audience.
Also coming up in just over a month, I believe, is the next Geek Flea.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll talk about a little bit more about that next
week. Yeah, in a couple of weeks also, New Jersey Collectors Con, I think I will be attending.
And in June.
Do you have to go to more than one of them?
No.
Because you collect.
Yes, you do. You have to go to several. Right. And in June, by the way, since we're doing
what's
convention
up with that?
News, Reed Pop has announced they are doing New York Comic Con Special, I think they're calling
it. Yeah, something.
And it is just comic theme. It's pretty much going to be a bigger version of Artist Alley.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with all
that's
of that.
That's kind of cool.
I don't know. I'm going to have to find
it's
out.
It's just a Saturday
where
and Sunday.
Are they doing podcasts?
I don't know if they're going to do podcasts.
I don't know we'll see. Are. But I'm sure that we could get passes to it. Press.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna contact our person over there and see
what the deal is.
Yeah. You just reminded me of that because I totally forgot.
But that being said, I guess we could move forward with some of our Toy Fair coverage. Of course, before we do move forward, perhaps you want to make a comment about something we talked about in the first segment, or you want to tell us about your Toy Fair experience,
yep.
or something you saw on somebody else's site that you like that you want us to talk about next week if we don't mention it today. You can give us a call over at the GVM line.
Which is 425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
It's true.
Let's move forward.
Toy Fair.
Yes.
All right, let's roll through it chronologically.
Okay.
I'm getting my notes together.
I'm going to go get a pillow.
And here we go.
Hasbro.
Why are you going to get a pillow? You could actually learn something here.
I'm planning to learn. I'm just saying, when you usually say something like chronologically, it means, and this picture was taken, and this picture was taken.
No, I'm not going to do it like that.
We're going to do a highlight reel, you mean?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, okay. All right.
So, as we know,
Hasbro has to be first.
Toy Fair started for me, and only me, on Saturday, where I went to the usual spot for lunch that OG and I go to every year, Schnippers, where I had a Sloppy Joe.
Nice.
And root beer. And
I saw the photo. I was jealous.
I did. I sent it to you because I was a little jealous. I was missing you at that moment. So we got into Hasbro. Of course, there is a lengthy presentation.
My guess is that they treated you to lunch as well, right? Bottle of water, fancy cookie?
Nope. No cookie. I believe there was bottles of water, but I did not avail myself of one. However, it is usually a long presentation. It didn't feel that long to me this year. It felt very timed.
Okay.
Like they had rehearsed.
Ooh.
Yeah. So the longest of the presentations was Transformers.
Not a shock.
Because there's a new movie this year.
New game.
Mm-hmm. And what they're really focusing
on. A lot of new crummy toys.
Well, you know what? Can I say this to you?
Yes.
Their presentation was the best I've seen from Hasbro in a long time.
Okay.
Because they said, listen, We love Transformers fans.
Right.
And here's what we're doing for you. And they broke it down. This is a line intended for collectors. This is the line for like boys. And this is a line for little kids.
I feel bad because I'm really not angry at Hasbro so much as I hate the new Dinobot designs from the new movie. So that's really where all of my rage is focused.
I thought the toys looked really good. The presentation I thought was excellent. They're putting out a lot of toys. In a movie year, to put out as many toys that are non-movie as movie, I think is pretty good. And I got the feeling that's what was going on.
I gotta say, as a dad with a son who is a Transformers fan, I do like the new single-step Transformer.
Not single-step. More reduced steps.
Oh, I thought it was like one step.
No, there are some that are one step, but the general for the kids.
Right.
Is like 3 to 5steps.
Because the Rescue Bots line.
Yo,
are one step.
Yo, those are one step. Okay. I'm talking about there's
some stuff.
There's beginner, intermediate, and advanced.
Right.
Remember like model kits they used to give number? Well, like Rescue Bots would be like one.
Right.
And like the middle ones would be like threes.
Right.
And then the big ones would be like 26.
Right.
Because they took out an instruction sheet on one of them. And I was like, good God, I've seen less instructions on a Lego set.
So now, as a fan of Transformers who enjoys the characters and mostly likes to just display them.
Yes.
I hate the 30-step transformations.
Yes.
Because 9 times out of 10, they never look quite right.
Right.
So I'm okay with the middle step as long as the end product is good.
And they had the people from Takara there.
Oh, nice.
Just like checking it out because I guess they wanted to have that unity, you know, we're working with those guys and so on. Right. It was a really great presentation. Good. And I always forget the name of the guy. It's a Southern accent, glasses.
Yeah.
He is a really nice guy. I talked to him before and after. Really nice guy. Really great presentation.
Cool.
So that was Transformers pretty much.
All right.
And you know, you can go to any number of different sites. You can see all the pictures and so on and so forth. Nothing leapt out at me that I had to go and be like, I have to see that. Nothing was that, but I'm not that interested in Transformers personally. So I leave that to you to find.
So let's go to Marvel.
Marvel. Decent presentation.
Okay.
Decent presentation.
Some of the Cap 2 stuff looks okay.
Yeah. Well, but it's all out.
Is it all out already?
Yeah, well, their big thrust at Toy Fair. Yeah, all the
characters. Oh, is it amazing? Was it Spidey?
Well, it was it was Spider-Man and it was Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So
yeah, I want Rocket.
And the news, but which Rocket?
There's a small one that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And then there's a bigger one that looks like it has 0 points of articulation that also looks decent.
So, I feel like I would only want Rocket Raccoon as a plush.
Yeah.
Ironically, I would want it as a detail. Right.
That is pretty funny. There were three sizes.
Of Rocket. Okay.
There is the 6-inch, let's call it the Marvel Legends.
So is he about 3 inches then?
He is, but...
Does he come packed with Groot?
Groot is a Build-A-Figure.
Oh.
And he has the largest part of Groot, head, torso.
Okay.
That's the only way they could do it. It makes sense.
Absolutely makes sense.
Um, also in that line. So let's
that sucks though.
Well, there was also a larger, you know, the larger what would you call them? Like really no points of articulation.
Yeah.
But if you hit the button on the gun,
it makes like, noise and
he really like moves around with the gun and okay. he has language. That's what I was saying is not voiced by okay. Bradley Cooper. Lights and it was a great piece. I would probably get it when it goes on clearance, but I don't think I'd pay outright for it. Let's talk about the 6-inch line. Right,
I'm a little agitated that that Groot's a Build-A-Figure.
Well, it's well. I understand,
but the only two I'd be interested in for display purposes would be Rocket and Groot.
And Groot. So you're either gonna have to buy Groot in the second market and buy one Rocket,
or buy
and
him.
Sell the Groot part. But I have to say, they were the 6-inch figures are really good.
Yeah,
really, really good. It's Star-Lord, Gamora, Drax, Rocket, and they all have pieces of Groot, but that ain't all, son. You got to get two more figures in order to finish Groot.
And who are the other two figures?
Nebula? Nova.
Is it Nova or is it a Nova Corps?
No, not Nova. What's his name?
Who?
Nova. Yeah, Nova. The little kid Nova. Yeah,
but is it actually as Nova?
It's the adult one.
But is he? My question is he Nova or is he a Nova Corps
soldier? He is Nova.
Okay. So I wonder if Nova's actually in the film then.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I didn't get the impression that this was a film character, nor did I get the impression that the Space Iron Man, which is the other figure you have to buy.
So this is much closer then to what's going on in the comic book right now.
Correct.
Okay. So this was this a movie line though or no?
This is a movie line with two characters. Okay. But Nova is not the kid.
Okay, he's an adult.
It's the adult Nova.
Okay.
And everybody was like, you know, and so forth. There's Captain America 6-inch that are out now, also Spider-Man and so on. So there's a lot of stuff happening at Marvel. It seems generally centered on the movies, though.
Okay.
I do think they're pushing forward with the 3¾ line, but they didn't talk a lot about it.
Okay.
So I don't know what was going on there. There was no... Well, no, I'm gonna correct myself before I make a mistake. I was about to say there was no G.I. Joe presentation. That's not true.
And this is an anniversary year for Joe, too, isn't it?
Yes. The person who presented Marvel, it wasn't Marvel. I can't remember what she presented. But it was also G.I. Joe. There's basically about half a dozen two-packs coming out of, I think, maybe there were one or two new figures in there.
Okay.
But the rest of them are all repacks, and that's all the G.I. Joe that they're presenting this year.
Okay.
That's it. The rumor was that they were presenting none, but at least there was a handful of stuff there. So that was pretty much G.I. Joe. And then we come... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I was going to leave Marvel without telling you about the 2-inch line. What you talking about, Willis? The 2-inch line, yes, because
we need
because Hasbro, you need something in your Lunchables.
That's
what you need.
Wait, Hasbro with Guardians of the Galaxy really wanted to capture one of the most exciting parts about the movie, which is the ships.
Okay.
In order to do that, they did a 2-inch line of figures
with scaled ships.
With scaled ships.
Okay.
They have some articulation. I don't know that it gets to 5 points. I'm not sure. It might be 4 points. They're really tiny.
How are the ships, though?
The ships look really great.
I'm okay with it, then.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it for that
and
purpose.
And Rocket is one of the ships.
It's kind of like a micro machine almost, but slightly bigger.
Slightly bigger, right. So, so it's Rocket's ship. It's Starlet's ship. There might be another one. Right. I don't recall. But okay. Anyway, that was
Nova Corps? Is there a Nova Corps ship?
I didn't see one.
Okay.
But I don't recall exactly. And then Star Wars. Star Wars was not a long presentation.
Right.
And they only really showed, I'd say the majority, 90% of it was Rebels.
Right.
But 90% of it was Rebels stuff that you expected to see. The ship, the figures that they've already, characters shown. They've already shown. The one that was released that day, Ezra.
Right, right.
So they showed his figure and so on and so forth. They did show a lot of the Rebels figures, I guess the first wave or so, a redone Stormtrooper, a couple of other characters. They also showed...
Some Black Series stuff, right?
They did. I'm not there. I'm still on Rebels. Sorry. They showed two ships for Rebels. A TIE fighter, which looked kind of...
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
it looked kind of like... Well, it's all based on Macquarie. So if you've ever seen the Macquarie TIE fighter... Then you kind of have an idea of what this looks like.
Yeah, I saw the photos of that.
Yeah. They also showed a walker.
Yes, I saw that too.
Which looks like the predecessor of the AT-ST.
Yeah, it's some sort of weird amalgam of like the Chicken Walker and an AT-AT maybe.
Something weird. And so they showed that as well. One of the other big things they showed was an enormous X-Wing.
Okay.
Enormous.
From Rebels?
No, it's just an X-Wing, like old school.
Okay. Is it the big fig though? Is it the big ship
this year? No, because it has, it's basically like a giant blown plastic ship.
Oh, so it's got nothing.
No, it has just no cockpit. It doesn't X up.
Yeah, okay.
It's just in that regular normal flight pattern. The idea is that kids could, you know, zoom it around.
So it's like almost like a role play toy kind of.
Kinda.
Okay.
But, you know, the droid in it looked 3¾ to me.
Right.
And a lot of other people. But then other parts of it looked oversized. It wasn't exactly there was no big ship.
Okay. I didn't think there was this year.
No, there wasn't. And in fact, the other thing that they said about the future was that they haven't even begun on 2015 yet, which nobody in the room believes.
Right.
Considering everything that's happening next year, the fact that they don't even have a plan seems incomprehensible,
right.
But that they stuck to that, that motto, I guess, if you will, or that credo. Star Wars 3¾, they showed two new figures.
Okay.
Two. Like a Hoth Luke.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember what the other one was. I don't even know if I...
Well, that 3PO. I saw photos of 3PO. That is a Star Wars black figure?
3PO?
Yeah, I saw a C-3PO figure. Is that the Star Wars black 6-inch line?
No. They haven't announced that yet. Was it one of the pictures I sent you?
I thought so.
That one?
Yeah.
That's Rebels.
Oh, that's Rebels?
Rebels are okay. 2 and 3PO. Yeah. Okay. You can see these pictures
in the gallery.
Over at our website. Lots of Rebels. Let's see. I'm just going through my notes. Star Wars Black 6-inch series. Another Sand Trooper. This one is like the Corporal or something. The Black Pauldron.
Okay. So it's just a...
Which no one's... No one was like surprised.
Okay.
Jedi Luke in the black, which is cool.
Okay.
Replaceable shirt.
Uh-huh.
The flap open, the flap not open.
Uh-huh.
I know you're not impressed. How about this? 6-inch speeder bike.
Yes, that I knew, and that I'm okay with.
Right.
The problem with Luke that I have is now it will be the third Luke figure.
Yes,
that has been released.
Yeah, it was.
And there's just
to their
so many other characters. You still haven't done Vader.
6-inch Vader.
Oh, there you go. I didn't think Vader was one of them.
And it's episode six Vader. So, to go with your Jedi Luke, I suppose.
Okay.
Removable
helmet, is that what I saw?
Yes.
Oh, and Jabba, yes.
Jabba. And the popular rumor, though they will not confirm it, is that the San Diego exclusive is Jabba...
And Salacious Crumb?
...on a dais. With something that allows you to stand up the Han and Carbonite block that you got last year.
Right, yeah.
Or that you didn't. So, I want to get it.
Are they ever going to release that Han and Carbonite?
Nope.
Elsewhere?
Nope.
That sucks.
I know. It really does.
That sucks.
Chewbacca.
Wow. So this is what? Two waves worth of figures? Three waves worth of
figures?
Yeah,
it's different. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's the next couple, I think. Chewbacca looks really awesome.
Okay.
In 6-inch scale. So there was him. A clone trooper. Why? No one knows. Let's see.
How come no 3PO still?
Still no 3PO.
How come no 3PO still?
No one has an
only two characters has been in everything.
Stormtrooper, regular Stormtrooper is hitting the stores very soon. Bespin Luke in 6-inch.
Oh, regular Stormtrooper, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and that was pretty much it for Star Wars.
Okay.
And for Hasbro? Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Well, now we're starting to run long.
Okay.
So I would say, let's pick... Is it worth revisiting next week for some of the other ones?
Maybe? I really want to do... Oh, man. See, this is what I was afraid of.
It has nothing to do with the fact that the first segment ran long. We've just run long at this point.
I really want to talk about Lego. Even if this is a little long, it's a little long. Well, all right, I'll let you decide, because then you can decide who you want angry. Lego or Four Horsemen? Today. Let the chips fall where they may. TikTok. Well, chronologically, it would be Four Horsemen, so why don't we do that?
Okay.
So, Four Horsemen had their usual Toypocalypse
show.
Blame
the format. I like it.
What? Toy Tokyo reception.
You said you were going to go chronologically.
for their you know, for their yes. stuff. Went over there, saw the guys, great time. It was a really nice event. I think the snow allowed that the place wasn't packed out of the
nice,
doors.
Nice.
It was really nice.
Cornboy still listen?
Cornboy still listens.
Oh. Hey, Cornboy.
Listens to one of us. Just not saying who. And they premiered their new line.
Right.
Mythic Legions.
Yeah, all the photos I've seen of these are awesome.
Are amazing.
And these are these like the 8-inch?
No.
So 6-inch, 8-inch? What are they?
What they had there was 6-inch.
Okay, but those are two-ups, you said.
Well, that's what Cornboy told me. So what do you think? 6-inch or 3 3/4? I said 3 3/4.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I said it would be great either way. The 6-inch dwarf that I showed you.
Right.
This one.
Yeah.
Was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
I think 3 3/4 actually is really great for those, especially if they start doing it, if they continue with the interchangeable.
Yes.
Interchangeability yep. of like the Outer Spaceman, Power Lord, uh-huh. et cetera.
And yeah, Glios. Absolutely. These are going to be Glios
yeah,
as
then,
well.
Then, so yeah.
So
absolutely, great.
I'm telling you, in six. I mean, unfortunately, I think they would be perhaps price prohibitive at 6-inch.
Well, you know what? Maybe if the line does very well, they'll do select pieces or something uh-huh. like that. You never know. Another Kickstarter campaign.
Yep, could
something
happen.
Something like that.
Could happen. But I'm fine with them in 3 3/4.
Oh, absolutely.
Well. And then they had, of course.
I want them all. That's the problem.
I know some artists. Got did, some yes. early and did some, and this is the one you can check it out over at the website.
I saw
one,
George's,
and George's was. Night of the Living Dead, yep. but spelled with a K.
Yeah, I saw Scott Tolleson's.
Which one was Scott Tolleson's? Was that Date Night?
I don't remember.
Date Night was very funny.
You would know it. It was next to George's, I think, on display.
Oh,
it was
yes.
all of Scott's colors.
Yes, yes, yeah. I did. This is the one I thought was the funniest, though.
Yes, the Black Knight
yeah. from Monty Python with the arm off. That one was hysterical. And I really considered buying that piece because I thought it was that yeah. good. I mean, it was really well done, so... bravo. The Four Horsemen also had all of the
birds and stuff from the Gothitropolis.
They did. They had Gothitropolis stuff. They had the He-Man stuff on display.
What about they new had Outer all, Spacemen?
Yes. They had all the... Now, what's the expression that they're using for the ones that are just the regular colors?
Oh, it's Alpha Phase, Beta Phase, and then... I think it's
like the ones that are ongoing. I yeah, don't know what yeah, the expression whatever, is, right. but they had all the normal colored
the
ones.
Standard line, yeah.
Yeah, on display. And I know Cornboy's going to call in and tell me what that line, what that expression
so
is.
So we know that the next line that's coming out is the one with the girl.
They had two waves
okay, so
that
the
haven't
wave
come
that
out
well.
Yet.
Okay, yeah. okay.
So my guess is that they're probably going to be coming anytime now.
That's awesome.
They also had Power Lords on display.
Nice.
Which looked really, really yeah, good. Yeah. And I have never been a real big fan of them, but I'm really liking the Four Horsemen stuff that they're doing.
Next shelf so. That goes up in this office is going to be my Outer Spaceman shelf.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm keeping them in the pack. No. I think they look.
I'm
so...
keeping the pack because you can open them without.
I know.
Them.
I love them in the
yeah,
pack.
I want
to
display them.
I know. It's just one of those them. Things. One of those things.
But anyway,
So yeah, so that was pretty much. I think that was pretty much Saturday night.
Okay. So and then next week we'll come back with. Lego, Mezco, NECA.
Everything else. Well, we kind of covered 3A today, so I'll scratch that off my list. That was a pretty big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
And and I have other stories.
Look,
so
Toy Fair always takes 2 or 3 weeks.
Always
it's
takes 2 weeks.
Never taken, yeah. We've never done it in one episode.
Nope.
This year, I mean, well, last year, because we didn't really
We did it in one episode last year.
But generally speaking,
we saw it Hasbro and Lego.
Generally speaking. And for those of you asking, by the way, because some of you have still asked, yes, Kev was able to go. I would have been able to go except for some other things. But no, we were not able to go the way we should have been able
correct.
To go.
Correct. We did not go the normal route, right. but we were in attendance.
We had to go through
we're gonna be
rogue channels.
Correct. We are going to be addressing we're going to be addressing that issue in the future yes. and perhaps something that audience members and fans of the show
can participate in.
Yes.
So... with that, of course, you hear the wrap-up music playing in the background.
And I guess we'll do that contest next week.
Oh, yes, we have to put off the contest.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Dead Kozik Kevin Gosselin.
We'll save Dead Kozik for next week. Because I don't want to gloss over it.
I know,
I don't want to gloss over it.
There's so much.
I know, but that's okay. It's
good.
All right. Last week, no product. This week, far too much product. It happens.
I'm sorry I put you to sleep, Scapegoat.
It's okay.
Of course, don't forget, you can check us out. All right, are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
At BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
That's right. Each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have most of our episodes.
The recent ones that you recent care ones. About.
The ones you want to really listen
to. Wait, so where are the rest of them?
Gone. In the ether. Wait. On Scapegoat's hard drive.
Yep.
Oh, they are? Oh, yeah. So we still have them.
Oh, they're backed up. They're just, they just don't exist.
We didn't solve that problem yet?
No.
Oh. I thought you had a solution for that problem.
I did. Back them up and delete them.
Yes.
Oh.
Of course, you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. Over on Twitter, at GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS. And
I'm Big Kev.
And he'll be at BK Geek Stuff with Ellen DeGeneres.
That's right. On Oscar night. That's soon, right? That's in a couple weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, when is that's not the 9th, is it?
Oh, it's in March.
It is so happening.
It's relatively soon.
Soon.
Because the 9th is the New Jersey Collectors Con in South Jersey. That con was great. You should have come with me last time.
It is March 2nd.
There you go.
Oh, that's next week.
Like 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, man. I got to learn how to Twitter.
Is there anything else?
I don't think so.
Well,
check out Dead Kozik by Kevin Gosling.
That's right. And we will talk about that more next week.
Who else are we supposed to mention?
And I think that's it.
I'm going to say some big thank yous to Peter Day over at Lego.
Okay.
We'll get into why next week. I want to say a big thanks to Steve over at ThinkGeek.
Right.
For no particular reason. And
what do you mean for no particular reason? It's ThinkGeek.
Well, right. That's a great amazing. Reason.
This is a personal thank you because he showed me some stuff at Toy Fair that maybe I wasn't supposed to see.
It happened.
And I want to thank him for letting me do that. We'll talk about that next week as well.
Okay.
All right. And with that, OG, we'll bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close by saying good night, Sid Caesar, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music. Roads go ever